I observed something the other night when I was out to eat at Limón y Sal. It's a new Mexican restaurant here in St. Matthews, right?
You observed something that you did?
That I did, yes. So... So okay. I just,
as if you're like having an out of body experience watching Ben do that.
Yeah. I mean, it got in my brain and I was like, right. do other people do this? So the server comes and, as he's setting down my, food, carnitas, by the way, he goes hot plate. And so sets it down.
That means no touchy.
Well, just, yeah. I mean, it is exactly what it says. It's right. a hot plate.
Right.
I
And if you touch it without a, like a hot pad on, you might burn your fingers.
And I touch it. It's, and I'm like, why do I do that?
Why
and
the, did
and
then, you do that? And then, they say that for a reason.
I know. And then I started thinking, is it every time a server, this is all like going on in my brain as the hot plate of carnitas are sitting in front of me.
Did he look at you when you touched it? Like right after he just said that?
No, he was off. He was doing his other.
Already, okay.
but,
all right.
But he sets it down.
I might have been like, see?
Yeah. Well, don't no. You? So he, I didn't like I didn't grab it from him.
Oh.
He sets it on the table in front of me.
So
and
did
I,
you like touch it to reposition it?
Yeah. So I just grab it with both hands and kind of reposition it. And I thought to myself, yeah, it's hot, but it's not that hot.
Oh.
And so that
is that what you were thinking about when you were touching the hot plate?
Well, I heard him say hot plate, but see, that almost triggered me to say, how hot is it?
Right.
Yeah.
I better investigate.
Okay. Not that he put the plate in a wrong spot. The plate was in a fine spot.
What did your fingers decide?
Like I said.
Did your fingers decide it was indeed hotter than the I should touch kind of a plate?
Yes, he was telling the truth.
Great.
But
great.
In my brain, I was still like, I've had worse. So I started thinking to myself, is it just me, or do other people do this? When the server says hot plate, you go, oh. And then I started thinking, is it all food? Because, and then I thought, no, it's not all food. So if I, go with me on this.
Mm-hmm. I kind of have to, I don't have a choice.
thank you. So if a server comes with, if I order a steak and it comes out on a cast iron plate and he's like, hot plate, I'm like, I respect it.
Yes, because it's a skillet. Those are supposed to be hot.
Right. I respect the cast iron.
Right.
So if it's fajitas, if I would have ordered fajitas and he would have said hot plate,
things
he would have said it.
Sizzling on it.
Still. I would have respected that.
Like the you respect the sizzle.
But if it's like a ceramic plate with like pasta or, in my case, carnitas, and he's like, hot plate, or the server's like,
you're
hot plate, I'm like, how bad can it be?
Okay. And then, do you always find out, yes, indeed, too hot to touch?
Danielle texts in.
Out?
I do the same thing. My family always makes fun of me, too.
Okay, so you and Danielle can be sitting there ignoring the hot plate warnings, still touching it.
Victoria's like the, when people say, don't look down, and of course you're going to do exactly that.
1,000%.
Server says, hot plate. Now, the server's not saying, don't touch it. The server's just saying, this is a hot plate.
I feel like it was always implied. You can burn your little fingers if you touch it right now, which is why I'm wearing a hot pad.
But why in my brain?
To deliver it to you.
But why in my brain do I immediately think, how hot is it?
I don't. You always see it as a challenge.
Okay. Tom says guilty as charged.
All right.
And it's rarely as hot as it as she acts like it is.
Great. Okay.
But he does
so
go on.
So now you're mocking the server
and
for
he
even
says,
saying it. Like, you don't even have to say that, honey.
He says, except at a steakhouse where it sears my thumb.
Right.
See, that's what I'm saying. You got to respect the cast iron. Yeah.
Okay.
But again, if it's on a ceramic plate, I'm like,
It can't be too hot for touch.
Ah.
Despite the fact they're delivering it with a hot pad on their hand.
Elizabeth texts in, Ben, they say hot plate specifically for people like you.
Yes. 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 Because there's going to be some knucklehead that will touch it anyway, yeah, get burned, and then try to sue the restaurant.
Alexis is like, oh, absolutely. I immediately touch it. It's almost like having to prove yourself. I don't have baby fingers.
I don't have baby fingers.
These got fingers, it. they've seen some things.
Me tough.
They've seen touch, some hot, things.
Tight. Yes. I'm just, yes, always I let going the, to, I'm going to respect what they tell me. Hot plate, great. I'm
sometimes gonna, I just let the intrusive thoughts win.
Oh, all the time, it sounds like.
No,
time.
No,
with
not always.
Of skillets.
Not always.
Okay.
Because I don't know how many times, this is a 10-second tangent. I don't know how many times I've run across the bridge there on I-64 between Cherokee Park and Seneca Park. And I think to myself, what if I threw my phone off the bridge?
Why would you?
That's a tangent.
Okay.
I don't let the intrusive thoughts win all
so
the time
you don't
is what I'm saying.
The phone, but you just right, right, exactly. You just sit there and ponder,
I just think about it every
that
single time.
Would be bad if I did that.
No, I just and think what if? Start, I don't say that if? Would probably
oh,
be bad.
okay, you can't finish that sentence in your brain that would be bad. No. I bet my phone wouldn't work anymore. I bet I wouldn't even find it.
We're getting off track.
We always do when you lead us down these strange paths.
Don't.
We started with hot plates.
Yeah.
And now
and I
we're,
test them.
Now we're running and potentially
just,
throwing our phone over
listen,
bridges, but then we don't.
You're getting in the weeds with that. I shouldn't have even
you
brought
let
that
me
up.
Into the weeds.
I shouldn't have even brought
we're
that part up.
We're always in the weeds.
I'm just saying, I can't be the only one who, when they say hot plate,
does
I got
your wife or your daughters look at you strange every time you touch the hot plate after they tell you it's a hot plate? Do they look at you like,
listen,
did you not hear what they said?
They know me.
Okay. So they know you're
this is then. Normal.
Okay. So they've learned to just not even acknowledge it.
Yeah.
Yet you're going to bring it up here.
Yeah.
Okay. Because you just want some validation.
Yeah.
That you're not the only one that does it.
Yeah.
Okay. There's a couple people that said they do it too. So you're good, right? Are we good?
All right.
I'm just going to sit over here.
Oh, my gosh.
Respecting what they say.
Audra says, do you guys have the internet back in the studio? Or are we still flying by the seat of our pants? Does it sound like?
We're flying
there are millions of things we could be discussing. I'm saying I touch hot plates when the server says no.
Get Ben and Kelly the internet because they can't do it by themselves. They can't within their brains. They can't do it. Get the internet ASAP.
All right. Anyways, we can move on. Like we don't need to continue this conversation anymore.
We could have moved on about well, how long has this been? About 7 minutes ago, we could have moved on.
Are you saying
it was a 30-second conversation? It's like, hey, anybody touch the hot plate after they tell you it's a hot plate? No, just me. All right, end of segment.
But clearly, there are others like me.
Okay, what is there, like three or four?
Yeah. That's okay. All I needed.
That's all you needed.
That's
great.
That's all I needed.
That's great.
We can all go out to dinner together sometime. That'll be great.
I'll sit there and touch our hot plates.
All right.
It's like we're rebels.
It's 99.7 DJX.